night.
Welcome to Paris Cocktail Talk, the show brought to you by 52 Martinis. I'm Force Collins, and I'm here to talk to you about cocktailing in the French capital and bring you other small batch boozy news from Paris and beyond. Today, we're going to talk about technology and how it's changed or may change the way Parisians consume their cocktails or other alcoholic drinks. We'll talk to the people behind three different types of businesses that rely on technology or the internet to bring a different drinking experience to the Parisian consumer. We've got guests from Nighthawks, Barnaby, and Firsty. So let's get started with our first interview so you can learn more about the future of French drinking. All right. Well, I am here and I have Sylvain from Nighthawks in the studio. Hi, Sylvain. Thanks for taking the time to come down.
Hello, Forrest. Thank you very much.
So can you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and about the Nighthawks project?
Yep, thank you. Thank you very much for having us today. You were one of our first customers. I don't know if you know that, but when we launched it in June 2016, you were like the first, maybe not the first, but the second or third customer. So I'm very proud to be with you today. The idea of Nighthawks is to be a delivery service for cocktails. So we pick like the best cocktails bar in Paris and we deliver it to your door or to your event in 30 minutes. So up to, from two cocktails.
Very good. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to start that project?
Yeah, we are two co-founders, Clara and me, and we are very fan of cocktails and fan of good things in general, so things you can eat, then you can drink. And we have a lot of friends at home, like every weekend, and we would like to have something, an experience at home. And cocktail was the perfect thing, so cocktail is the traveling, there is color, there is the taste, there is medicine. And for us, that was the best thing to have an experience at home. So we have been working on it and we have like very, very good cocktails and very nice packaging. It's delivered with ice, with garnish and with a cocktail menu, with everything you need to have a great experience at home.
Great. Can you tell me a little bit about how Parisians or French have been taking to sort of a new technological aspect to that kind of experience?
I think that in Paris right now, we are living something very cool with technology. There was a lot of startups, a lot of thing, but cocktails is not as famous in Paris as it is in New York or it is in London, for example. So for us, the problem is not the technology. I think the Parisians use a lot of technology with their phone, with their website, everything. But we have to create an habit with cocktails. And if we had made it with wine, maybe it would have been easier. But with cocktail, we have to create that habit. But I think Parisians are very technology friendly, and it's not difficult for us to make them use our website or your app.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about, I think maybe you have, over the course of time, slightly changed your approach. Maybe you've added ice, I know, and change the bars a little bit. Can you tell me a little bit about how, over the course of the past, I think, maybe 2 years that you've been doing this? Is that how long?
1.5 years.
Yeah. How you've changed your approach to sort of meet the Parisians' expectations or what they are willing or interested in doing?
Okay. At the very beginning, we thought maybe the best customer we will have would have been students or teenager or I don't know, that kind of people. And we've the time we saw that our best customer were more like 40-year-old people, young parents living in the west of Paris where there is not a lot of bars. So there is no problem of money. They can pay 30, 40, 50 euros for cocktails in general, but they want it to be perfect. So the packaging has to be very nice. You have to have ice. You have to have underglass, you have to have everything you need to have a great experience. So we are working on it every day, every month, to improve the quality of the bottle, which is in glass. Improve everything to have something great and a great experience at home. And this is the same thing for the events, because right now we are selling more than the half of our cocktails on events, not only at home, but only on events. And we create a very nice innovation, animation with cocktails on events.
Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about that? For example, the cocktail classes that you're doing at Carbon, I think, with Sébastien. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we at the very beginning, there were only delivery. And then we want to create a brand around cocktails. So we make cocktail class, so very high-level cocktail class with a top barman in Paris, the ex-barman of the Candelaria. And he is a very nice person and very pedagogue. I don't know if you can say that in English, but with barman, it's very difficult to find someone who can explain what he's doing, and he's not doing only very good cocktails, but also explain what spirit you have in it, or it works, or to mix the flavor together. So we make it twice a month in a new, very new bar, which is called Carbon in the Marais in Paris. And this is a good way for us to show the quality of our product, because people can they leave the cross with a cocktail in a bag, and this is a good way to us to show our product too.
And just so the listeners realize, when we talk about this as a cocktail delivery service, these guys are actually working with bars. They're not just sitting in a room making a lot of cocktails and delivering them. These are cocktails that are coming from specific bars in Paris. So I think that's a good selling point. Can you talk a little bit about how you select the bars that you work with?
Yeah, we want to work very with the top bars in Paris. So the idea is not to deliver a mojito at 5 in the morning, something that everybody can do. We pick like the best bar. You can find them in the 50 best bar in Paris. There is different ranking like that. We try all of them, and we try to find very incredible cocktails, but very incredible guy too, that we can tell the story of how the bar is working, who is the bartender, what do they think, what is his idea of cocktails, and so. So the idea is to deliver very great cocktail, not a very basic cocktail that you need when you need more alcohol at the end of the day. That's absolutely not the point.
Okay, so you've got the cocktail delivery service, you've got events. Do you have any other ways that you sort of envision in the future that you might be taking technology and applying it to cocktails for Paris?
Right now, as I told you, Parisians are very technology friendly. It's not the same with company. As I told you, we make a lot of events right now. So not from 2 cocktails, but from 20 cocktails until 300 cocktails. And they are not friendly with technology. They want to talk to you. They want to it to be explained. And we want to transform it and to transform our website, a part of the website, in order to make it full online. So you are a company and you understand very well the cocktail you can have, or it works. And we want to make them more technology friendly and to order online. The idea is not to talk to all of them, but to have a great experience, but to make the technology a good way to sell cocktail for the company or for events, and not only for the Parisian at home.
And what about moving outside of Paris? Any plans for Nighthawks in Lyon or Marseille or something like that?
Yeah, this is definitely something we would like to do. We have 3 cities in mind. The first one would be Lyon or Bordeaux. And then London will be great too. So we are working on it. So yeah, 2 cities in France, and then London, we'll see. But this is in 2018, it will be done. Which one? We must think about that.
Well, sounds very exciting. I like drinking in London. So if you need any input on good bars there, don't hesitate.
So if you have advice, we will take it.
You know, I like to give advice. So. And finally, do you use the service yourself?
Yeah, we use it, but we don't need to use the website, because we just have to send notification to the barman, but definitely we use it a lot. We never go to a party without bringing cocktails. So if you want to have cocktails without going on the website, just invite us and you will definitely have cocktails. This is a good way to show what we make, and yeah, definitely we use it a lot.
Great. You're both invited to my next party. Is there anything else that you think the listeners might, that they should know about your service?
I think something is happening right now in Paris with technology and drink. And I know you will be interviewing a good friend of us, which is Quentin with Barnaby, and he's working on an application to make the payments 100% cashless. That's very fun. That's very good. I think it's maybe possible with Nighthawks too, to make things together. But I think something is happening. I run cocktails in Paris, independently from the technology. Cocktail is very enthusiastic right now in Paris. A lot of bars are opening, and then the technology try to go into that, and that's very cool to be part of that.
Well, I think that's really exciting, and it's been really interesting to watch you grow, Nighthawk. So good job on what you've done. I look forward to seeing things in the future, and thanks again for coming down.
Thank you very much, Forrest.
So I'm now here with Quentin in the studio, and it's Quentin of the application Barnaby, which I think is something interesting and something I've only recently become familiar with. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and Barnaby?
Okay, so my name is Quentin Thiro. I'm 26 years old. I'm passionate about all this universe. I study in Switzerland in a hotel management school, and the idea came from the hotel bars. It's really interesting because we all already keeping the idea and the atmosphere of a five-star hotel. It's important for our values, for the selection of our bars. So I launched Barnaby first version in June 2015. At the beginning, the MVP, so it means the minimum valuable product, was the guide based on the geolocalization because we wanted to offer locals and foreigners the best addresses to have a drink. Okay, we are focused on place to have a drink. It means that our partner are mainly coffee shops, tea rooms, hotel bars for sure, cocktail bars, wine bars, rooftops, terrace, place to have a cigar and stuff like that. And on the app, it's really easy because you can find the best place according to your expectation, thanks to many filters like I need to work with a colleague, so I will look for an atmosphere, professional atmosphere, and a nice wifi, for example. But for example, if I have to celebrate a nice thing with my girlfriend, I can find a nice cocktail bar with a romantic view. So this first version was only available on iOS, and during 1 year we launched the app, and we were really pleased to hear about the community and all the partners, so all the bar managers, the hotel owners, to understand the way they want to be visible. So, for example, we decided on last summer, 2016, to directly through the app, but a payment solution. That means that we were looking for the most seamless and cashless experience in bars.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting value added. I don't know if you know this, but I also have an associated app with my site that is a guide to cocktail bars. But I've taken a look at yours, and for the listeners out there, it's very robust. There's a lot of different search filters, and it covers more than cocktails, and it's really nicely laid out. I like it a lot. But I am particularly interested in this aspect of being able to pay directly from your phone. I think that's really interesting and a really nice new application of technology to a drinking experience. How has that been going over? Is that part of it been successful? Are they grasping onto this idea of being able to walk into a bar, make an order, and then pay and leave on their phone without having to wait for the check or pull out their credit card?
Okay, so as you said, we were looking for the perfect user experience, the seamless one. So we have in our team Antoine, that is our product manager, and he's working with Bryony, that she's from England, and they help us to find always to redefine the best experience that you can have. So for sure, my brief initially 1 year and a half ago was, guys, I want in two clicks, as you were going from A to B, I want people finding the best place and to go without their wallet. And today, it's possible thanks to Barnaby. It's important to mention that the idea of the cashless didn't come like, we need to be more digital, more trendy, more fancy. This is the bar that asks us a new way of payment because They spend too many times to give the bill, wait for the payment. Some managers cannot afford and accept bank payment until 10 euros, and that's impossible. Today we have the technology to find solution and to offer comfort to our community. So the idea of the cashless came from our users, our community, and our community of bars. So it's interesting to mention it. Moreover, people begin to use the cashless since March. So we are really happy. Some promise that we did to the partners is to, for example, increase the average ticket. And for sure, we did it well because, for example, it's depending of kind of bar, because you don't spend the same money in the coffee shop or in a five-star hotel. But, for example, in a coffee shop, on our business plan at the beginning of this new ID, we plan like a 6 euros ticket average. And now it's more like between 20 and 25, because people are using Barnaby to find nice coffee shops to have a brunch, for example. So we are really happy about that. Our tool is not like a business tool, economic, and we are looking to do a lot of money at the beginning. We are passionate. We are from the industry, so we know the industry. All of us, all the commercial team is from hotel management school, from Lausanne or Vatel, the best one in France, because the approach is really important, and the selection of our partners is our first job, and it's the first thing why the community gather around Barnaby. So we want to keep it, and we already say ciao to bars, because they don't answer anymore to our criteria. We have more than 30 criteria, and we have tested all of them. So
can you tell us a little bit about some of your criteria? I mean, we don't want to know all of your secrets, but can you give the listeners just a few of the top criteria that you look for in a bar to work with Barnaby?
For sure, and with big pleasure, because we are the first one to do this job, focus on the drink ecosystem, drink tech ecosystem, since two years. So it's really important to us to say this. We can give you all our criteria. There is no worries. If you want them, I can send you by mail, because we are proud of them. So it's separate in three categories. The first one is the place, the venue. It has to be clean. The toilets, for example, it's a big point, because a lot of time you have a bad experience in the bathroom, for example. Or the second category is about the service. Before the product, it's important. The service, like we need, and we are looking for them. For a smiley service with a nice team, who want to arrange and to make you a pleasant moment. And then it's about the product. So we don't want to promote a bad product. The idea of Barnaby, the essence of Barnaby, is to help small business that are passionate and want to share with you their terroir, to have a nice tool that give them visibility around a really good and well-known community. And for example, the product is it fresh? We have special question to the bars. For example, for a five-star hotel, we can have really specific question that the five-star hotel has to answer and stuff like this, but it's more confidential. And then it's the reason why all the commercial team is from the hospitality industry is because around a coffee, for example, you ask a coffee in a place like a hotel or a rooftop or a terrace, you can see the service, the product, and the place. So we don't need to spend three bottles of Dom Pérignon to test the places, and we can do it regularly, like account management, and to understand really on the field all the partners' expectations. And we are quite the only one up in Paris doing this stuff as this precision.
And I think you are now, are you working with a bar? It's Barnaby, and is it starts with a G? I forget. It's Gloucester.
With the Gloucester.
Yes, the Gloucester. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, with pleasure. Do you know what a Gloucester is?
No, I don't think
it's
so.
It's a bird. It's a yellow bird, okay. With a, like a pressed hair. It's really funny, a bird. Fragile, unfortunately. This bar is an hotel bar. So we know that in France, hotel bars are special. It's not really warm and it's difficult. People don't have the reflex and or don't think to go in a hotel to have a drink. And this bar actually was the place where people have breakfast in the morning. Hotel client, guest, sorry. And they contact us because they were interested to be referenced on the app. Normally, we have to test before, so it's not you don't pay to be on the app. For example, our business model do not depend of on the quantity, so it helps us to select really precisely our different venues. And the Glossaire, I had the idea 1 week ago, before meeting them. I said, okay, in France, it's not English, you can hear to me, it's not our main value, so we don't know how to speak English, and the term of cashless is not in all the head. And the idea was to have a place that we can explain the seamless experience to the consumer and to say, okay, in the moment that you enter in the bar, you don't have to care anything, just having and enjoy a nice moment with your friends, with your wife, with your colleagues, with your children, and you just enjoy, and don't lose time with the check or to run under the rain to the first ATM machine to get cash. So this is the reason of our collaboration with the Glossaire. It works pretty well. In France, unfortunately, we have a law, and we are obliged to propose two different payment methods to the consumer. So they have a TPL, like a traditional system, but we are really encourage them to use the facility of Barnaby experience.
Well, I think that sounds very interesting, and I haven't been yet, but I will make a point to get down there and try it so I can also experience the Barnaby experience. So for the listeners, I'm going to put more information about your application in our show notes, and I really appreciate you coming down and taking the time to speak with me.
It's a pleasure.
All right, so for my final guest here, I'm here with Harry from the application Firsty. So thanks, Harry, for taking the time to come down and talk to me.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Can you tell the listeners a little bit about you and Kim and your application?
Yeah, definitely. So Kim and I met about 4 years ago at ISEC Business School. We were doing the entrepreneurship masters, and we originally created a music app for a couple of years, SoundGrabber, which was quite a great adventure. And then we came across a problem, an everyday life problem, which is that Parisian life can be very expensive, and it's sometimes difficult to know where the right places are to go out, get a drink, have a nice time with some friends. And so we decided to work on that problem. And we created, a few months ago, an app called Firsty, which is a drink pass for Parisians. So what does that mean? It means that by becoming a member of Firsty for only €9.99 a month, you gain the privilege to claim one free drink every day in 70 of the city's coolest bars and restaurants.
And I have actually tried the Firsty app, and I can see that it works very well and pretty seamlessly. You walk into the bar and they don't look at you, well, at least the one that I tried, they didn't look at you weird and wonder what it was that you were pulling out. So yeah, I think it's a pretty cool idea. Can you tell me how it's been received in Paris, just as far as this sort of technological addition to drinking?
Technical addition to drinking is quite new. I mean, obviously you've received a few guests who are working on that subject, but it's quite a new subject. It's a challenge to try and, you know, get venues to understand how much value we can bring to them through technological progress. But, you know, it's essential because users and just everyday users are on their phones all day long. It's also something we're trying to work against. We want to use technological progress to get people to go out more, meet real people, drink real products, etc. But you know, we have venues have to adapt, and we've tried to make the experience as simple as possible for venues. So obviously, the user is going to be doing most of the work by logging into the application and subscribing directly on the app. And all he has to do, as you said, is just show a simple screen to the venue and enjoy a free drink.
Do you have any statistics on what your average user is? Is it more students? Is it just kind of your average drinker? Is it your beer fanatic? I don't know. Tell us what your average user is, as far as you know.
Well, it's what we call jeune actif, jeune cadre dynamique, as you say in French. It's so basically, it's young professionals, 25 to about 30 years old, who enjoy having a drink after work, going out with a few friends. We're not sort of aiming at huge groups who go out on weekends to celebrate birthdays, etc. We are aiming at people who like to go out, discover new places, and go out on a regular basis. We have a lot of couples on the app as well, and so yeah, that's it.
Do you find, is it hard to convince bars to get on board? I would imagine that there's sort of this, there's two sides to that. You want bars that are good bars. You want to send people to interesting places. That's one of the values of the app. But then also you have to convince bars to get on board. How do you go about doing that?
It's not been our biggest problem, to be honest, because I think we bring real value to their business, because we actually bring people in through the door, which is, you know, what's important for them. So we're working with cocktail bars, beer bars, restaurants, you name it. You know, there's something for everyone on the app. Only good stuff, though, obviously. And I mean, it works out pretty well, because we're bringing business in. We don't demand. We're not charging the venues for the service we're bringing in. The only we're working as a marketing service for them, and we're working with them, and and so, yeah, that's something that they're very appreciative of. If a venue doesn't want to work with us, it's generally because maybe he won't yet be familiar with, you know, new technical advances in mobile apps, etc. And that's something we're working on. But we're already referencing over 70 venues in Paris, and hopefully we'll reference more. Always selecting. We're very careful on which venues we select, and hopefully we'll have about 100 on here in a couple of months.
Do you have any criteria for your venues that you can share with the listeners?
Product quality is the first. The general feel of the venue, I mean, the place needs to be nice, and then the service, basically the staff needs to be friendly, and we like to work with people who have a strong personality, and so that, you know, the user will have a real experience when he goes into that bar and will remember that experience.
How do you think Parisians in general sort of take to technology and applying it to their everyday lives? I kind of feel like, you know, in other places in the US, for example, people have been doing their shopping online for years, and you know, that kind of thing happens less here in Paris, unless, you know. So do you think, has it been a hard sell to get the French on board with that kind of technology?
Well, we are a bit slow, maybe a bit slow compared to Americans, but I think we are getting there. I mean, people are now used to using services for just about everything. Obviously, subscribing to an app that helps you go out is something that's quite new in France, but it's a challenge, and we're trying to teach people every day, and it is a great deal on paper, so it's not too hard to convince people, but yeah, I think we're getting there.
Have you had any users, maybe you don't have these stats, but have you had any users that have gone out and done every day in a month the full 30 drinks?
We haven't, no, we haven't. We have some hardcore users who will use the app, I don't know, about four, if not five times a week, but we've never had a sort of complete month of drinking, which, I mean, we probably wouldn't encourage anyway. although there are non-alcoholic drinks in all of our venues, so, I mean, you can still go out and have fun without drinking alcohol. But yeah, most people on average will use it probably twice a week. You know, once after work, once with friends on the weekend, or something. And so that's still quite a large saving and quite a lot of discovery. So yeah,
absolutely. Have you got any other thoughts or plans to incorporate other aspects into First G, other ways that people are mixing technology with drinking or going out or bars?
Well, we're working on several projects at the moment. We're bringing an event side into the app. We're also launching some gift cards for Christmas. So we're launching a 1 month, 3 months, and 1 year format, which means that you can give some Parisian nightlife to your friends, family, or colleagues who like going out or who want to go out more. And so that's something that we've just launched yesterday with Noël de la French Tech. And yeah, that's a big project. We also have some events coming up where we're putting forward other startups from the drink tech and wine tech scene. On Thursday, we're celebrating the Beaujolais Nouveau with five other startups. So yeah, we have quite a busy schedule.
Great. I think that sounds very exciting. So do you use the service yourself?
Yeah, of course. I have an unlimited account, so I can use it a lot, and it's pretty good service, to be honest. So yeah, it's fun. I discover new bars. I used to be the one doing all the selection and onboarding of venues, and recently we had another person working on that venue side of the project. So I've been able to actually be an anonymous user and go in and try the venues as a normal user, which is really fun.
Yeah, well, like I said, I have tried it. I think it's a really fun service. I think that it's a very good deal. $9.99 a month, and the potential for 30 drinks. Not that you should have all 30 in a month, but you know, you can take advantage of that. So thanks very much for coming down and talking to us about it. And
thank you for having me.
We'll put the information about First D in our show notes, so if the listeners want to go out and try it, they can.
Yeah, buy the gift cards for Christmas.
I like that idea.
3 months is only 20 euros, so that is actually an even better deal.
Good deal. Stocking stuffers, Christmas presents, perfect.
Definitely, yeah.
All right, great. Thanks, Harry.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll bring this month's episode to an end. Thanks for joining us. And as always, we'd like to thank Sun Little for the music, World Radio Paris for production and editing assistance, Sylvain, Quentin, and Harry of Nighthawks, Barnaby, and Firstie for taking the time to come down and speak with me. We'll put additional information about them and their businesses in the show notes. And if you're looking for more Paris Cocktail Talk in between episodes, head over to our website, 52 Martinis, which is www.52martinis.com. And always please remember to drink responsibly. In the river, darling, oh,